Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can successful branding of a product backfire? Amit Bhattacharjee, visiting assistant professor of business administration at Dartmouth College, suggests pointed marketing campaigns may have effects opposite of what was intended.
People tend to be strongly attracted to brands that fit their identity. So why would anyone avoid a brand after seeing an ad linking it to their identity? They wouldn't, according to conventional wisdom. Prior consumer research shows that people like brands that fit their identity and help them express who they are. Environmentalists should be more likely to drive a Prius, and diehard sports fans should be more likely to add a DirecTV sports package. More and more companies are positioning their brands to fit the identities of consumers. This is a holy grail for marketers. Iconic brands like Apple, Nike, and Starbucks have successfully achieved this fit, and Harley-Davidson riders even get brand logo tattoos. Accordingly, marketing executives we surveyed predicted that consumers would respond best to marketing that explicitly communicates how a brand fits with their identity. In contrast, we find that explicit identity marketing backfires. These messages reduce consumers' sense of freedom in expressing their identity through the brand. Doing so undermines the self-expressive value of the brand, making its purchase a less meaningful expression of consumers' identity. Hence, they are less likely to purchase. To restore their sense of freedom and identity expression, consumers may avoid a product even though it fits them well. While explicit identity marketing messages are counterproductive, the most effective messages are those that merely reference consumers' identity. A message like, "If you call yourself a sports fan, you gotta have DirecTV," may not repel every sports fan, but a subtler approach is likely to be more successful. People want to define their identities for themselves, so marketers will be better off treading lightly. Identity marketing has risks as well as rewards.
That was Amit Bhattacharjee of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Take me